Hi, everybody. It's Camille Freeman. Welcome to another episode of Thinking of You, Questions and Answers for Online Faculty. Today's question is one that came up in my own teaching this week. We are currently in week 4 of our trimester, and I had 2 students this week, one from each of the 2 classes I'm currently teaching, reach out to me and let me know that they don't yet have their course materials for these courses. If I have one student in a class of 40 reach out to me and let me know about something, I just assume that there are probably at least a handful of other students who haven't reached out because they don't know they can, because they're embarrassed or ashamed, or because they're too busy for whatever reason. So I assume this is something that's affecting quite a number of my students. The students who reached out were concerned about, how are they going to complete their assignments, falling behind, their grades, and so forth. Now, there's a few different ways that I address this. First of all, when I am picking the resources that I'm going to require the students to get, I try to be extremely conscious of the price. In one of my classes, I have relatively recently switched to a version of an open textbook. It is hosted, so there's a small fee for students. It's $35 to access it online, or you can buy it for $15 in a hard copy. So students could do one or both of those options. And in my other class, we have a textbook that costs about $50 to buy or about $30 to rent. In my field, a normal textbook is going to be somewhere in the range of $150 to $250. So I've really tried to keep the prices low when I could find resources that are of equal quality, that are more affordable. I always try to pick those. But even so, many students don't have that kind of cash lying around. Even $15 is too much for some students, and they rely on their financial aid check. So if that financial aid check is delayed for any reason, then they often can't purchase the material until they get it. And because I teach online, many of the students are not near the bookstore, so they have to order with shipping, and sometimes that can take another week to come through as well. So I try to remember it's not the student's fault necessarily that they do not have the textbook. Usually it has to do with financial aid and it's nothing that the student has done wrong. So I want to be really compassionate for these people. When I'm designing my courses, I try to design at least the first 2 or 3 weeks so that students can get through the course those first few weeks without the textbook. So for example, if I'm asking them to read a certain chapter of the book, I might provide them with some videos that cover the same material in lecture format, either videos I've made or perhaps YouTube videos and that sort of thing, so that students can basically get through the material and the learning goals without having that textbook or the other learning materials that cost money. So I really try to do that. However, by week 4, I had assumed that most of the students would have them. So we had our first assignment that really does require the textbook. So now I'm starting to see I think financial aid checks must have been delayed because this is something that doesn't usually come up for me. But it makes me aware that, wow, I really need to think about this for week 4 and possibly week 5 as well. So I'm going to think about revising that assignment, but I'm also thinking, you know what, I might need to add a note in my course in week 2 or 3 telling students that, hey, we know that textbooks are sometimes delayed. I have had a student who was living in Asia that had to order the textbook from the States, and the shipping just took a long time. So I've had that come up before. We've got this financial aid situation right now. There are many reasons why students might have their book delayed. So I'm thinking about putting this note in week 2 or 3 and saying, hey, you know what? If your textbook is delayed for any reason and you don't have it yet, reach out to me and let me know. We can talk through some options. Because a lot of times I can tell a student to go to their local community college or if they have a university nearby and just get a physiology or a pathophysiology textbook from their library. Sometimes you can use it in the reference section because a lot of times that will work as a stopgap measure if they just need it for a few assignments for a week or two until they get their official book, which is the one that coordinates with our class. So there are things that we can do, but I really want to know that the student doesn't have their book yet. So I'm also thinking about how can I encourage the students to be in communication with me about this and not feel ashamed or embarrassed or like they've waited too long to tell me and now I'm going to be mad at them because they haven't told me yet. Really want to be open and help people get in touch and not feel not feel like they have done something wrong just because they don't have their book. So those are some things that I am thinking about in terms of addressing this issue in future trimesters. And I wanted to ask you all if you have any suggestions or comments about how you have handled this in your own classes or ideas for how you might handle it in the future. So if you think of anything or if you want to share anything, go ahead and contact me, thinkingofyoupodcast@gmail.com, or you can go to my website, camillefreeman.com, and let me know through the contact form there. I would love to hear from you. And if you have any questions, send them my way as well. All right. Thanks, everybody. Have